Chavis HaLevavos in the Shara Bitochon says Tnoyim for the ability for a person to have Bitochon. Seven prerequisites, so to speak. Hakdomas, I think he calls them. So he says, HaRishon, Shabayra Yisporach Marachim Al Ho'odom Yoyse Mikol Marachim. A person has to know that Hashem has Rachmonis on a person more than any Marachim. But not only that, v'chol rachamim v'chemlo, any rachamim and chemlo, also a form of rachmonis, sheyiu mizuloso yolov, that he that exists from someone else upon him. In other words, any rachmonis that someone has upon him also, kulam he merachmi okel v'chemlosoi. All of these things are really from the rachamim of Hashem. And his from his rachamim and his chemlo. K'mei shomer hakosu v'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho v'hirbecho. And he will give you rachamim. In other words, the rachamim that you have on your fellow man is also a gift from Hashem to have rachmonis on him. He gives you the rachmonis. In other words, the rachmonis that you have on someone else also comes from Hashem. That's it. So basically, he seems to say that in the t'nai of having this idea, this awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate merachim. If you don't know he's a merachim, then we can't have bitochon because maybe it's not merachim. He sees my matzav, he sees I'm in need, but he doesn't really care about it. It doesn't affect him. It doesn't upset him. It doesn't cause him to feel my pain, and therefore he may not respond to it. So a person has to realize that Hashem is the ultimate rachmonis. There's nothing limiting. There's nothing more. It's the maximum that shaykh. But the strange thing is, he also has to realize that any rachamim that comes from someone else is also from him. What's that all about? Why can't I have bitochon if I know Hashem is the ultimate merachim, and I turn to him and I'm relying on him to have rachmonis on my situation and to help me, and I also have some friends that have rachmonis for me. I know they're helpless. In fact, if you look at the next thing, Chamishi, that's why we brought it. It's all brought together here. She'ein biyad echod me'abruim lo'hoyeles nafshe v'loy lahaziko v'loy lezulosoy. Nobody can do anything. Ki im birshus ha'boyre yizborach. That's one of the prerequisites to bitochon, that nobody has any power, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I know only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has power. So listen, I want to be a Baal Rachmonis. I want to be a Baal Bitochon. So I say like this. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Merachim. His mercy is endless and he will have Rachmonis on me. And I happen to have a couple of friends that when I'm depressed and when I'm down and when I'm worried about all my tzoras, that they have Rachmonis on me. I know they're helpless. They can't do anything for me. But it feels good, you know, to know that somebody cares a little bit. It's a good feeling. That seems to be a t'nai. Unless you realize that all the rachmonis from your friends is only really rachmonis from Hashem, you can't have bitochon. Why not? they make me feel a little better. Now I turn to Hashem to have real rachmonis, and as the only one who could do something about it. If I thought that my friend could do something about it, then his rachmonis could share my bitochon because he has the ability to help me. So now I'm turning to two sources. I'm turning to Hashem, and I also have a friend who could help me. But once I know the t'nai hachamishi, that my friend can't do anything, nobody can do anything, only Hashem. So what's wrong if I don't realize that his rachmonis is really rachmonis of Hashem? But he has rachmonis. I turn to Hashem for the real rachmonis, who is as the only one who could do anything. And the fact that he has rachmonis shouldn't stare that in any way because he has no power to do anything. You must say that the concept of bitochon and Hashem and the basis for it in the fact that he is the only one. He's the merachem mikol odom, and he's the only one who's merachem, and even anyone else's rachmonis comes from him. It seems that if any part of my desperate situation, if any part of my need, if any part of my pain and my concerns, my challenges, my problems can be alleviated even emotionally by another source, I feel a little good. Somebody had rachmonis. I have a good friend. He cares a little bit. It's nice to know somebody cares. that takes away from my ability to have bitochen in Hashem, because it's not completely and totally my desired result, my need, my pain, my chesoron. Everything about the situation to which I'm turning to Him is completely and totally about me and Him. It's my every feeling and everything is invested only and focused only and dependent only on Hashem's rachmonis. And if a piece of it, the slightest piece of it, a piece that He's incapable of helping me with, but a little bit, 1% of the pain can be removed by the rachmonis of a friend, if I thought that that didn't come from Hashem, then there's a piece of this total package of need that I'm trying to throw on Hashem and to rely on Hashem that is missing the complete focus on Hashem, because a little bit of it is being addressed or is being alleviated by the rachmonis of someone else. And it's only when I know that even that little piece is all from Hashem, so it's all completely and totally from beginning to end, from the problem, from the pain, from the concern, and from the worry, and from the issue, and from the results, and everything is all completely and totally focused on Hashem, it's only then that a person can achieve the true and the right measure of bitochon. So what
why
this?
Why isn't that included in the chamishim?
What?
Why isn't that little piece included in the chamishim?
What do you mean?
The little piece that the comfort,
whatever you call that. What do you mean? Why isn't it? Wait, I don't know what you mean by that. Okay, wait. Anyway, so lemaisa, what the idea, how this benefits us, I'm not quite sure, but what I think it does is that it shows us that this concept of bitochon b'Hashem is has to be a complete and total awareness of Hashem's rachmonis, and not to at least b'shas, I'm trying to achieve that bitochon, to allow anything else to interfere with that. It's completely and totally about His rachmonis and His chesed and His helping the and alleviating my pain and my suffering and my difficulty and my challenge, whatever it may be. Okay, that's one idea. Then later on, he talks about, also in the same perek, I believe, he talks about the difference between bitochen in avodas Hashem and bitochen in inyonei de alma, bitochen in business or in life's individual situations, whatever personal things that I do, mili de alma, so to speak, and mili de shmai avodas Hashem. So he says like this: ha'hefresh shebein avodas habayir v'shar ma'aseh ha'olam. What's the difference between the two, between bitochen in avodas Hashem and bitochen in worldly matters? Be'inyan habitochen be'elokim, in the inyan of bitochen, yisborach, sheshar inyonei ha'olam lo'niglu lonu oifanei hatoy v'hora b'sibu min hasibus mibaladei she'irisom. He says, in inyonei ha'olam, it's not revealed to us the right thing, the proper thing, the best thing, the smart thing, the appropriate thing to do. Nothing is revealed. It's all unknowns. Is this the best way to go? Is this the best way? Is this the thing to do? Is that the thing to do? Everything is unknown. Everything is up for question. And therefore, he says, "V'loy alfanei ha'hefsid, not the losses that I'm going to have, or harabik tzosim, biltik tzosim, and by doing some things and not the other things, the hefsid or the ra that I'll have, not the benefit and not the downside. Kiloyo madnu al ezer melochim in hamelochis. We haven't stood on any melochim in hamelochis. Shetevelonu the yoiser uil of akoshes aterif me'abrius va'atoyv v'loy be'ezer schira." He says, we haven't been oimed, we haven't concluded on which melocha is going to be the best, which approach to parnosa is going to be the best, which job is going to be the best, which effort is going to be the best, which is going to be best for us and going to help us to achieve our goal more, whether it's in parnosa, whether it's in health, or good or anything, be'ezu schoira, in a specific business thing, be'ezu derech, be'ezu ma'isa min ha'masim ho'elomim, natzliach nizkal b'hem. We don't know which derech, which approach, which business, which decisions, which investments are going to bring us to success and which are going to bring us to failure. We don't know. Everything is completely unknown. Umin hadin oleinu, and therefore, what we should be doing is shenivtach be'elokim bebchiraseinu v'hashlomoso le'ezreinu al ma sheyesh bo yitovoseinu. We should therefore trust in the in Hashem, in making the right choices, and in Hashem helping us to complete the effort and to make it successful. Achar shenisgal v'aleim v'nischanen eilov lohoyer levoveinu lebchiras hatoiv arayis lonu lonu mehem. And that means to choose that, relying on Hashem, after the situations have appeared and we've beseeched Hashem to help us and enlighten our heart to make the right choices, and then we have to rely on Hashem that we were mispalel and we tried to make the right choices and we're relying on Him to help us to make the right choices. That's in Midah Alma. Avol ba'avodas Hashem, avol ba'avodas haborei yisborach einenu ken. That's not true by avodas Hashem. Mipnei shekvar hoidi onu oifane hanachinu bo. Because the Torah has already told us the right way to go. Exactly what you have to do. V'tzivonu livchor bo. And commanded us to choose the right things to do and told us exactly what they are. The yored oisonu bigmul, and informed us about. This is the gmul, this is the reward, and this is the punishment that awaits us. Vimnis. Now listen to this. So everything is known in Torah. We know what we have to do, we know what we have to choose, and we know the results that will be, the good that we'll get, the bad that we'll get. We know everything is clear, 100%. It's all laid out in front of us. I assume this means not issues that we don't know the halacha, but we have certainly the means to figure out in ruba de ruba of the situations, al pi shulchan aruch, al pi das Torah, al pi musa, what's the right thing to do. V'im nischanen elo bibchiroso, if we will beseech Hashem in choosing the right way, v'nivtach olov biharoiseinu ofane hatov lanu, and trust that He will show us which is the right way to go, Nihyet toyim bidvareinu. Here it's with a tough, and there there's some misfortune break with a test, but it'll be some type of a mistake we'll be making in our words. Our tefillah will be mistaken. Visichlim bibitchoneinu, and foolish in our bitochon. This will be a mistake in our tefillah. If we ask Hashem, which way should I go? What's the proper thing? I want to know. I want to do the mitzvah. I want to do. What should I do? I want to know. Will I get? Will it lead to a good thing? Is this mitzvah going to lead me to a reward? Is it going to lead me to a problem? Is it this? What's going to happen? In deciding in Avodas Hashem, he says the tefillah will be a mistake, a mistaken tefillah. I guess it's not an appropriate tefillah, and the bitochen will be foolish. Because he's already told us, he already let us know the darchi avodah, what we have to do, asher yoyolina boilam hazeh boilam habo, and what we have to do, the tzivuyim we have to do, and what's going to help us in this world and the next. It's all known, it's all clear. Like the pasuk says, v'yatzaveinu Hashem laskol achukim ha'ele, liras Hashem alkenu l'toiv lonu kol ha'yomim. Or the other pasuk says, v'tztoket yelonu ki nishmor lasis. Void. And one of the meforshim, who seems an old meforish, says v'im when achronim says v'im hoyo shayech bitochem bezeh, and if bitochem would be shayech in this, in avodas Hashem, in the choice of avodas Hashem, lo hoyo shayech tzivoy ba'avodah, it wouldn't be shayech a tzivoy, a commandment for the avodah, for lo yischar ve'oynish b'olam hazeh v'olam habo. The whole thing would be off. The kol ha'terekula, no tzivoy and not schar ve'oynish for the tzivuyim b'olam hazeh v'olam habo. If it would be shaykh bitochen in this, it would undermine kol ha'terah kula. What's tutzach, though? What's going on here? What does all this mean? What does it mean that you can't have bitochen? If you ask Hashem, please, I want you to help me. No, I don't want you to help me do the right thing, but I want you to help me choose the right thing. Or please make sure that I get schar. Please help me to get the schar. And I have bitochen. That's even worse. I'm not sure which is worse. Have bitochen, I'm going to get it. I'm bitochen, I'm going to get the schar. Bitochen, I'm doing the right thing. What's wrong? If it's shaykh baze bitochen, it wouldn't be shaykh the whole tzivoy and the whole schar. I think that the pshat must be as follows. Bitochen is, the simplest way to express it, I think, is bitochen is a bitochen in the chaste Hashem. I'm trusting you, Hashem. I'm turning to Hashem to help me. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe I do deserve it. It's the Chazon Ish's Loshon by bitochen is a osid bilti muchra. The situation is unclear. It's not yet decided. It's open for different possibilities. It's a osid bilti muchra. And I come to you and I turn to Hashem. I'm counting on your chesed. I'm relying on your chesed. I'm mekava, I'm meyachel, I'm metzape, I'm boiteach in the chesed Hashem. So That's the mahus of bitochen. He says that mahus is a contradiction to an appreciation of what Torah and mitzvahs and schar ve'oinish is. Why? Because what that says is it's not absolute. In other words, in a certain level, I'm viewing what the Torah said as less than absolute. I'm relying on you to give me schar. You don't have to rely to give me schar. It's a done deal. I promised you the schar. It's the shteit geschriben in the Torah. That's it. That's the absolute. It's done. Consider it finished. That's the beginning and the end. No, I'm relying, I'm counting on the chesed Hashem. No, by doing that, If a person does that, it takes away. He says, I don't know what that means. Lo yishayich tzivoy ba'avoyda v'lo yischar ba'avoyda. She says, what do you mean? The tzivoy is, this is the ultimate reality. This is what I must do. This is the good, the promise of good that l'toyv lonu, it will be, l'toyv lonu kol ayomim, that will be, utztokoti lonu. These are realities. These are done deals. So by the fact that I'm turning to Hashem with bitochen, I'm not fully accepting, or I'm in some level almost questioning the absoluteness of the tzivuyim and the absoluteness of the haftochas of the promise, and that's mamish undermining the essence of the Torah. He seems to take it to the extent lo shayich tzivoy. The loshen of the Chovas HaLevavos maybe could be read a little bit softer. It's considered toyim bidvareinu v'sichli bebitchoneinu. It's foolish. It's a mistake in your tefillah. It's foolish because it's done. What are you being mispalel for? It's like hatzeich l'shover in a good way. It's done for the good, and you're asking for the good. So it's a mistake. What are you doing? And it's foolish bitochem, because what are you thinking, that you're turning to Hashem to rely on Him? It's done. He promised. It's finished. So I'm not sure either here what the ramification would be. It occurred to me, and this I suggest is a possibility. One of the things that Torah tells us is aser ta'aser, aser b'shvil shetisasher. Give ma'aser in order to get rich. I wonder, and this is just a question, I wonder if according to this it would be inappropriate for a person to give ma'aser and to be mispalel that the ma'aser should bring riches. Not to be mispalel for riches. A roish sheyisasher should be mispalel that ki Hashem, whatever. But that's the Gemara says. But that's tam. But bishas, I'm giving the meiser, and I say, oh, Rabbeinu Shalom, let this meiser bring about the ashirus. Or I'm counting on you, Rabbeinu Shalom, that in this meiser that I'm giving, that you're going to be mischased with me. And no, what are you doing? It's done. It's a haftocha. It's absolute. And could be even that not only is it foolish and a mistake, it could be undermining the essence of the Torah. Because what you're really saying is what the Torah said, aser b'shvil tisasher, that's good, but it needs another component. It needs some extra tefillas that it works. It needs some extra schusim that it works. It needs some extra bitochen that it works. And maybe with the chesed Hashem and with the bitochen together. No, it's a done deal. Aser b'shvil tisasher, that's what the Torah says. And he's talking about schar beze ubebo, so I assume that that's what it means. Anyway, I think it certainly has a ramification in terms of appreciating the absoluteness of the tzivuye ha-Torah and the promises of the toiv lonu that the Torah offers us as absolute, that are in need of no chizuk and no additional schusim, and not even a chizuk in tefillah and bitochen in order to bring them about.